ഇല്ലല്ലോ, ഇന്നും പോയാലും നാളെ വരും. പക്ഷെ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണമെങ്കിൽ നമുക്ക് ഇതന്നെ സീനിൽ പോയി എഡിറ്റ് ചെയ്യാതിരിക്കാം മാക്സിമം.
These are self-described technology geeks at Toons Animation, one of many high-tech companies in this 336-acre campus known as Technopark in Trivandrum, the capital of India's Kerala state. The atmosphere here at Toons Animation and across the campus bristles with energy and creativity and youth. Kerala's fledgling technology industry appears to be the domain of the under-25 set. The workers' vitality is undimmed by countless hours of sitting at computers, writing software, are drawing cartoon characters like the ones from The Adventures of Hanuman. That is an original series from Toons, which also does computer animation projects for dozens of Western studios, including U.S. giants Disney and Paramount.
मैंने अगर इंद्र जी को बता दिया ना कि जब वो मेनका के साथ थे तो आप चुप चुप.
That is Hanuman, a mythical Hindu monkey god who is probably one of the first cartoon heroes to attain superhuman strength by meditation and yoga. His arch rival is Rakshasa, a billionaire demon in double-breasted suits who uses his wealth to crush Hanuman and the forces of good. Hari Varma is director of operations at Toons. Like many of the tech companies here, Toons is expanding at almost superhuman speed. Toons plans to double its production capacity within the next 3 years.
When we are talking about animation, there are different ways of doing that business. There can be games. We are starting production of gaming in a content and software programming for games. And then we have got live action films making along with special effects. There can be medical animation happening. Medical animation where the operations are done virtual. So there are so many possibilities out there.
And there are so many possibilities for the 125 tech companies at Technopark, an office park owned by the state government. About 16,000 information technology professionals work at Technopark, designing software, operating call centers, and handling back-office support. That number is expected to double in 5 years as Kerala lures more high-tech business from abroad. Technopark has already bought 500 more acres of land nearby for new office buildings. Kerala's tech industry has brought in about $60 million a year for the past 2 years, a sliver of India's estimated $50 billion technology boom. Radhakrishnan Nair, Technology Park's chief executive, says that is going to change. Nair says that with many IT companies in India's other tech corridors, Bangalore, New Delhi, and Chennai, experiencing problems such as crowded roads and shortages of skilled labor, a growing number of companies are turning to Trivandrum.
Trivandrum has a large pool of resources, technical resources in terms of manpower. Because of the traditional nature of Trivandrum being an academic and research and development city, the cost of manpower is much lower compared to other places, established places like Bangalore or Chennai, maybe 50-60%. The cost of living is much lower and the quality of life is one of the best in the country.
The quality of life indicators in Kerala are far above the national average in terms of life expectancy, health care, and education. Literacy rates in Kerala for both boys and girls are about 95%, the highest in India. And Kerala's communist-run government is widely perceived as the least corrupt in the nation. People here are optimistic that Kerala's tech industry will make people's lives even better. Not far from posters of Che Guevara and red flags with a gold hammer and sickle are huge billboards for Western-style bling, diamond-studded jewelry and fancy watches, and new car ads that say, "Welcome to civilization." But why is a communist government so eager to embrace an industry that thrives in free market capitalism? Nair explains.
Fundamentally, I think the communism that existed once upon a time is not the communism that you see today. You know, it's a dynamic ideology and they keep changing with the times. And when it comes to the development of the state, I don't think there is anything that prevents the communist government from looking outside and bringing in outside ideas, outside investment and enterprises. The government is also moving to take advantage of what is happening all over the world.
Kerala is not without problems. On this day, many tourists and business people were stranded by a citywide taxi strike, part of a protest to get the government to extend health care benefits to informal sector workers. So far, Kerala does not have much to fear from billionaire demons. For the moment, many here are eagerly awaiting their first big crop of technology millionaires. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News, in Trivandrum.